Oh, welcome to the inaugural CrossFit to Abor Fitness and Fenton Open Recap Podcast 23.1. I am here exhausted with my wife, Jennifer Lynn Charlesworth. Say hello.
Hello.
And we're going to recap the workout and then our favorite stories from the people. And boy, did we have some good ones.
First of all, congratulations. You have 104.
Whoa.
Comrades signed up for the CrossFit Open. This is our third year in a row getting over 100 people signed up.
That's unbelievable.
That is a feat.
It's not only a feat, but like, is there some peer pressure? Sure, but you know, it's more for you. The Open today, I'll start with a really quick story. I was talking to JoJo Goggins and she was going to redo it. I love seeing like first time Open people. She goes, you know, I just think I can do a little bit better. And that is amazing. You versus you. That's all that matters. You know, someone, you know, she's in an age division too, where like a lot of people aren't even competitive anymore. And she's out there young at heart athlete. And I just respect that so much.
That's literally what it is about. Because there is just a little bit more, you know, we always come into the gym like, oh, this workout looks hard. But there's just that little bit of pressure, number one, to have someone like watching you, number two, to hit the standards, number three, to like just push yourself a little bit harder than you want to be pushed. And then I just posted about this, the progression of most of us on Friday. We're like, that was too hard. I'm not doing it again.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, you're like, yeah, no, I'm sore. I'm not doing it. Sunday, someone like says, are you going to redo it? And you're like, yeah, no, probably not, but maybe. And then Monday, this happened to a lot of people. Like, a lot of people were peer pressuring, or they heard their, you know, training buddy from the gym got better, so then they had to get better. That's literally what this is about. You finishing that workout, redoing it or doing it, whatever, and just doing better than you thought you could do.
Yeah. I will recap the workout, and then if you can think of your first, I'll go second. But the workout is from 2014, which Jen and I both were regional competitors at that time, mind you. So the Open meant literally everything. It's how we went to the next level of the CrossFit Games. It was 60 calories on the rower, 50 toes to bar, 40 wall balls, 30 cleans, 20 ring muscle-ups, 14-minute AMRAP. I had to do this workout three times in 2014, and on the third time, while I was on the cleans, Jen unplugged the clock with her foot.
Accidentally,
when I was on my 20th or so clean and jerk, mm-hmm. with my third time doing this, and I got 17 ring muscle-ups. This workout almost...
And we still got married the next year.
We did. This workout almost took me personally out of making it to regionals because of that. And this year, I finished all 20 muscle-ups 9 years later and got 6 calories on the rower. And I train 75% less, do the class workouts that Jen writes, and I'm very proud of myself. And Jen also did the same thing, which she got the same score, but this is after two babies, after, I mean, 4 years of sacrificing your body, and same thing, you're training 3-4 hours a day. I just couldn't be more proud of you.
3-4 hours a day?
Yeah.
Oh, back then.
Back then.
Oh, yeah.
So I just want people to remember that we have an amazing coaching staff. We're a real low-key gym. We have elite jobs with CrossFit, and I think a lot of people know that. But from the simplest form, this shit works.
Mm-hmm.
So
sure does.
Who is your favorite, or just give one of your favorite memories so far of this year, 23.1?
Well, I'll probably steal yours, but...
No, you won't.
So... Craig Ravidou did the workout on Friday. He got one ring muscle up.
Mm-hmm.
And for his age group, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
For the 55 to 59, they're still required to do ring muscle ups, which is amazing. Not a lot of men at that age can do that.
No.
So Craig gets, he failed a couple. He gets his ring muscle up. Then Scott Luttrell, who's in the 55 to 59 also, who had never done a ring muscle up in his career, I was texting his wife, Stacy, and I said, just so you know, Craig got one muscle up. So I'm like poking the bear because Scott's very competitive. I said, so Scott has to beat
And two unreal athletes. Like, yes. This is so rare.
Yes. I said, Scott has to try to beat Craig. So, Craig, I'm sorry, but I did that. And Stacy said, oh, he's never gotten a ring muscle up, so we're just going to practice today. This was Saturday, and he did the workout on Sunday. Got a text from Stacy that Scott got two ring muscle ups in practice. They looked fantastic. And then he did the workout the next day and got two ring muscle ups in the workout. Craig comes in. I have to do this again. Scott got two muscle ups. And it's like the back and forth. I mean,
it's great.
The Masters athletes are my absolute favorite. Think about all the things these men have been through, these women have been through at their age. Mm-hmm. And they get to have this amount of fun. A lot of them are grandparents. They get to have this amount of fun, you know, bantering back and forth, competing with each other, and literally performing to the best of their ability at this age. So Craig redid the workout, tied Scott. Everyone is happy now. So that was my favorite.
That was awesome. That was so cool. I actually wasn't going to take that one. You know, we're going to have a few back and forth. We have some extremely elite athletes in the gym right now. I'm not sure if you guys know this, but we have arguably the two fittest women in the state. I don't even know if it's arguably. It might be statistically as well. But Rebecca and Jordan, and they are best of friends. And, you know, we have Johnny and Brennan and Audrey and all these just elite competitors. And Rebecca was a CrossFit Games athlete. She was on the big stage, as big as you can get in the teenage division. And she has come to the gym and she listens to my rants, which is not that easy to do. But if you can listen and take the lessons from them, you know, I do love mindset training. And she literally is not that good of a... I mean, she's amazing. But like, her strengths are not rowing. Her strengths are not wall balls. And her strengths are not ring muscle-ups prior to coming in. And nothing the gym or anything. But I think the environment of her just relaxing and exercising. And I asked her today, I was like, Rebecca, what were you thinking before? I'm like, were you thinking I'm going to get 20-plus calories on the rower? And she's like, I don't know. I was really chill when it started. And I just was like, you know, it'd be cool to get 20. And not only did she do it, but she was competing with Brennan, and she beat Brennan by like what, a rep or so.
Yeah.
And then rubbed it in his face, which is the funniest thing, because if you've ever met Rebecca, she is certainly not a rub in the face, and that is exactly what Brennan needs too. Brennan is one of the fittest men and best movers I've ever seen, and he's on a mission, and you know what? He's just was like so, such a great teammate right there, because they are on a team. You know, and that was really, really cool to me to see her growth, not only physically, but like in the mind there. And then with Jordan, what she did with just overcoming the sickness.
Mm-hmm. She took 4 days off.
I just want to stick that one out there for Rebecca's mindset. Mm-hmm. You have another one, you can go.
Yeah. It's just like kind of a scenario, not really performance anything, but I love seeing the married couples judge each other.
Oh my gosh.
Because I think it's rare this day and age to have like really a true common
thing you both like, or
yeah,
do.
Yeah, like a common hobby.
Yeah.
That truly you both love. Like maybe you golf with your spouse and one person hates it and the other person like is just there to ride in the cart. CrossFit is like these couples are just getting into it.
Yeah.
Like Zach and Hannah, it was our first open on Friday, and that was the first time I met them because they're early risers.
Yeah.
I'm not. But they're like, we can judge each other? I'm like, oh yeah. And that's a picture that I posted on Instagram of like, it's the only time in the world you can no-rep your spouse and not get in trouble.
And that's their first open. Like they are brand new to CrossFit.
And Zach came back today and redid the workout. Yeah. His toes and bars were great.
Yeah.
Lanisha and Daniel judged each other.
Oh, I love that. I am pushing Lanisha, and I like it.
Yeah. So I just like seeing that common bond, I guess. We already talked about Scott and Stacey. And just seeing people grow with each other in that way of, you know, it doesn't end in divorce if you coach your spouse, usually. Sometimes it might. But it's just really cool to see that common bond of spouses judging each other. So I really liked seeing that.
Yeah. Definitely want to talk about Jeremy Huntoon. He's a truly 6 a.m. riser. Jeremy is a brute. He does not feel pain. He's a builder, construction, to a fault. And he'll tell you. And there's kind of two highlights in this story. You know, he was at, you know, a previous place or, like, used to do CrossFit, and he had a traumatic accident with a ring muscle up. And he just, it's not even like a scare thing. It's like, of course you don't want to try that crap again. And he got, and he has multiple bar muscle. He has improved his fitness vastly this year. And he did the workout, and he, you know, he got a minute, almost had a minute or 30 seconds or something. And he didn't even try a muscle up. He just did 5 pull-ups. And for someone like Jeremy, who's fit and competitive, he's not happy with that. So he actually worked with Madison on Saturday and got 7 ring muscle-ups safely. Mm-hmm. But being an idiot male like myself, I'm aware, he goes, you know what? I might try to do a double. So he got 7 singles, pain-free, beautifully. And he tried a double, and he, like, tweaked his shoulder. Nothing crazy. And then, you know, it hurt the next day. And then the following day, it was feeling good. So he came in this morning. He's like, I think I'm going to do it. He's like, I'm going to do it. He's warming up, and the shoulder didn't feel great. And I kept looking at him. I'm like, dude, it's not worth it-ish. Right? You need to be smart. He did the workout. He beat his tie break time. So this is already a plus. And when he got to the rings, he made a few smart attempts. He did not successfully get one, but guess what? He's able to train. And now in 2 months, when ring muscle ups come up again in a workout, he can safely try them again or something. Mm-hmm. And he lives to fight another day. And I just, the emotional maturity by him on there, he might have thought that he was a failure for not getting it or trying really hard. Because you could tell. But Jeremy, if you're listening or somebody tag him and throw up Texas to him, that was unbelievable. Yeah. And I'm very proud of you.
That's cool. It was cool watching him and Aaron. Well, he judged her.
Yeah.
And she hates wall balls so much. She did great. So he was really cheering her on. That was awesome.
You got another one that comes to mind?
Nothing that I can think of. It was just, it was so like, it was like a chill 23.1, but it was just really nice. Like everyone was just having a great time, you know. I would just really like the atmosphere.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Yeah. And a few other things. I know Jen's done some media. She knows nothing about the second workout, but it was closed to her. And she, if she does, she has told me nothing, which bothers me a little bit. But also I'm not prying because I know the respect and honor of what this is. So I'm excited for the second one. Trying to think if anything really stands out. Blake is really a good story. Like, just everyone loves Blake. And for him putting together that Average Joe's thing.
Yep,
and
every year.
That's a lot of work.
It is.
Trying to think of, like, I feel like I've only talked about dudes plus JoJo.
It's okay. I mean, it was just a really great first workout for a lot of people, especially the redoing. What I talked about at the 4:30 was, if you're going to redo a workout, don't do things the same way that you did the first time.
Great advice.
And a lot of people figured out that for them, doing the single toes to bar
was good. Nice.
And so many people did that the second time around and got way more cleans.
Yeah.
So that's my advice for upcoming redos. You have nothing to lose. Really. Like, if you're going to redo it, change something, and you get better, you get better. If you don't, that's okay. At least you didn't leave the door open to, you know, wondering. So it's just that time of year when you can push a little bit harder, and it's just, like, kind of fun to be nervous, I guess. It's fun to analyze the workouts. It's just fun to see how far you can take your fitness, because we've all been working so hard all year, and it's just that celebration time.
It is, and I mean, I think we celebrated that great.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
yeah.
It was awesome. The programming that we do, great for that. We've done that workout twice or three times in class.
Yeah. Last time was literally a year ago.
1 year ago,
right?
Yeah.
Before the open.
You've programmed it before, yes, that as well.
Yep.
I think that 23.2 will be very fun, and then maybe we'll get some, you know, the Fridays will grow. That was awesome seeing everybody. I want more of that. If there's any sponsors of food or alcohol, let us know. We'll invite you. But
if it's tacos, that's great.
Oh, God. How fun would a margarita taco open night be?
Yeah.
Like, you're suffering in your own spirit.
But also, I don't want to smell fajitas.
I know. That's my only thing. Maybe just margs.
Not everyone drinks alcohol.
That's fine. You can still have water or something.
Okay.
Or like a soda of the Zevias.
You know what's a non-alcoholic margarita substitute is lime element.
Yes.
So the salt, lime element, a splash of sparkling like LaCroix or just water, and then salt on the rim.
That sounds fantastic.
That's what I loved when I was pregnant.
You did?
Yeah. So.
Man. And if Jason Johnson did get a muscle up tonight at 6:30, I must know. I need to validate the remaining scores. Mm-hmm. So, guys, thank you so much. From Jen and I's couch, we will see you at 23.2.
Goodbye.
Welcome to the CrossFit to Weight podcast, where we talk about health, fitness, and explore the local community of Fenton, Michigan. We're your hosts, Jen and Andrew Charlesworth. Want to visit us? Head over to www.crossfittoweighbore.com or check us out on Instagram @crossfittoweighbore.